ಆವಭೂತಂ ಪರಿಜನ ಸಹಿತಂ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಜಯತಾಂಗಮೋ ಮಂಗಲಮೀಪತಿ ಮಹಶಿವಧಾರಮಾಹು ವಿಮುಕ್ತೆ ಸಮದ್ವಾರಂ ದೂಷಿತಾಂ ಸಂಸಂಗಂ ಮಹಾಂತಸ್ಯ ಸಮಶಿತ್ಯ ಪ್ರಶಾಂತ್ಯ ವಿಮನ್ ನಮಸ್ತು ಹಿತ ಸಾಧೋತಿ. ಲಾಸ್ಟ್ ಮೀಟಿಂಗ್ ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾಡ್ ಬೀನ್ ಡಿಸ್ಕ್ರೈಬಿಂಗ್ ದಿ ಸಿಂಪ್ಟಮ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಮಹಾತ್ಮ ಗ್ರೇಟ್ ಸೋಲ್. ದಿ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಸಿಂಪ್ಟಮ್ ಇಸ್ ದಟ್ ಹಿ ಈಸ್ ಈಕ್ವಲ್ ಟು ಎವ್ರಿವನ್. And the next qualification is prashanta. Prashanta means satisfied. It's not disturbed by any material anxiety. And why a great soul should be disturbed by material anxiety? Because she has no material desire. Anyone who has that material desire, he is full of material anxiety. But one who has no material desire, one who lives only for serving Krishna, naturally he has no anxiety. Prashanta. There is another verse in Śrīmad-Bhāgavatam, quoted by Yamuna Acharya, that she says, bhavantam evaṁ charaṁ nirantaṁ. Bhavantam evaṁ charaṁ charaṁ prasānta nishtesa manorathāntaṁ. ಪದಾಹಮಯ ಕಾಂತಿಕ ನಿಷ್ಠಂಕರ ಪ್ರಹರ್ಷ ಇಚ್ಛಾಮಿ ಸನಾತ ಜೀ. ಇಟ್ಸ್ ವೆರಿ ಇಂಪಾರ್ಟೆಂಟ್ ಫ್ಯಾಕ್ಟ್. ಶ್ರೀ ರಾಮನಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಸೇಸ್, ಮೈ ಡಿಯರ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್, ಭವಂತಮೇವಂ ಶರಣಂ ವಯಂ ಐ ಶಾಲ್ ಬಿ ಫುಲ್ಲಿ ಎಂಗೇಜ್ ಇನ್ ಯುವರ್ ಸರ್ವಿಸ್. ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಎ process of being freed from all anxiety. Just like this child. This child is restless. He's going here, going there. But if the child is given some engagement, toil, which she likes, then she remains there. Satisfied and is not disturbed anymore. That is natural. Similarly, we are part and parcel of the Supreme Lord. So long we are not again linked with His service, it is so long we are not again re-established in our Lord's relationship with Krishna, we shall remain restless. That is our natural condition. It's like his child is crying, restless. But as soon as the mother takes the child on the lap, the child is immediately pacified. Why? Because the child wants them. She cannot express what she wants, she is crying. But she has no language to express. But she can express her feelings as soon as she is on the lap of the mother. She understands, now I am fully satisfied. You can also understand. So even there is no language, there is a state of satisfaction. That stage is Krishna consciousness. As soon as one comes to the stage of Krishna consciousness, he is satisfied. And unless he comes to that state, he'll always be disturbed, full of anxiety. Therefore, our prayer should be, how he shall be 24 hours one day in Krishna consciousness. Bhavantam eva saran nirantaram prasantam ishtesa. I'm just trying to explain the word prasantam, pacifism, how one can be pacified, fully satisfied. Just like Dhruva Maharaj, a boy, he wanted the kingdom of his father, and he underwent serious penances to see God, Narayana, so that he may ask his benediction to the speaker on the throne of his father. That was his desire. He went to forest to undertake serious penances to see Narayana, so that he can ask from him the benediction that he should have seated on the throne of his father. Because by the intrigue of his stepmother, he was rejected by his father. He wanted, that is, that material desire we, every one of us, in conditioned state, we want. Sometimes we completely, we become very much obstinate that I must have this. And we work very hard. This place in Europe, that Hitler, he wanted supremacy over Europe, and he fought very valiantly, but at the end he became vanquished. Similarly, in the material world, we have got so many desires, and we want to fulfill it, and for which we work very hard. But at the end, it becomes frustrating. That is the nature of the material world. You cannot have anything here permanent. However hard you work, you may achieve that, not only in this material world. Even you achieve the liberation, perfectional state, as the impersonal philosophers want. They want Nibbana. That's like Buddhism. They want Nibbana, extinction of this material conditional life. That is called Nibbana. And the Mayavadi philosopher, impersonally, they want not only extinction of this material pain, but they want to be situated in spiritual consciousness only. But our Vaishnava philosophy is that you cannot keep yourself in spiritual consciousness unless you are fully engaged in spiritual activity. That is the perfect philosophy. So, Jamunacharya is praying to the Lord, my dear Lord, when I shall achieve that stage of life, when I shall be fully engaged in your service. Bhavantam imam saran nirantaram. Nirantaram means without any interval. In the material world, after working for some time, you want an interval for rest. But if you are actually engaged in spiritual activities, you won't like to be rested. You want to continue on. Rest will be disgusting. Of course, so long you have got this material body, you have to take rest. But the rest is also not required. Because in the spiritual world, there is no such fatigue. Everyone is always active. So that is perfectional state. Bhavantam eva charan nirantaram prasanta nishtesa manorathantaram. And how one can be pacified fully when he does not manufacture a fulfillment of desire? We manufacture. The whole material world is going on by manufacturing ideas. The so-called scientists, the so-called philosophers, poets, they are manufacturing ideas that we shall be happy in this way, in that way. But this will not help us, this manufacturing. I may be satisfied by some manufactured idea, just like in USA especially, the pastors who confuse younger generations, they are manufacturing ideas that we shall be happy in this way. But that is not possible. You cannot be happy. So long you manufacture ideas, you may be pacified for some time, but it will not exist. Therefore, you have to stop this manufacturing process, that I shall be happy in this way. No. That is called free of nature. If you want to manufacture that I shall be happy in this way, that will also create another anxiety. That will create another anxiety. Therefore, Yamunacharya says, prasanta nishesa manorathantra. Manorathantra, this particular word is used, mind. On the chariot of mind, in the material stage of life, we are being driven by the chariot of mind. In the Bhagavad Gita also it is stated, bhāvayan sarva-bhūtāni jantra-rūḍhāni māyāyā. Bhāvayan sarva-bhūtāni. All living entities are traveling within this material world in different species of life, in different planets. Sarva-bhūtāni, jantra-rūḍhāni māyāyā. On this chariot given by the material energy. So that is mind. So long we shall travel on the chariot of the mind, manorapa, then there is no question of or being free from anxiety. Therefore you have to give up the chariot of mind. The chariot of mind will not give us satisfaction. We have to transfer the mental state, the intellectual state, the philosopher. They are intellectually trying to have. That also you have to transfer. We have come to the spiritual platform, Brahma Bhuta. Have not only come to the spiritual platform, we must have spiritual engagement. And that is it. We have got engagement. We are not only satisfied that I am spirit, aham brahmasmi. No. There must be duty of the Brahma. The Brahma must be engaged. Otherwise, because we want some work, because we are earthy, we are not just like stone. We cannot sit down. So there must be activity. Just study the nature of the child. He's always asking, must be doing something. Maybe it is useless, but he asks, how can we stop the child's activity? That is not possible. Similarly, we are asking. So simply by understanding that I am spirit soul will not help me. I must be active in the spiritual world. So that is the problem. Everyone is engaged in some activity of Krishna consciousness. And that is making prasanta. Nishesa manorathanta. Kadaha maikaan tikanista pinkara. That is a justified condition of life can be attained as it is stated by Yamunacharya. Kadaha maikaan tikanista pinkara. Vikantika. Vaikantika means absolutely, without diverting my mind in any other thing. Nitya kinka, eternally servant of God, eternally servant of Krishna. when I am coming here, in that way. Then, I shall be happy. Kadaha itan tikamitta kinkara praharsha ishyami. Praharsha ishyami means, I shall be always jolly. How? I shall be jolly. Samatha jivita. Because I will live it under the protection of my Lord. Just like this child is happy. He is happy because it knows, his child knows, that I have got my parents. As soon as there is some danger, I shall immediately call my mother. My mother is giving me protection. This confidence is there. He doesn't care for anyone. He wants to go to catch the fire. Mother is going behind to give her protection. That is natural. So, as soon as we become free from all these designations, manufacturing process of the mind and intellect, and fully engaged in Krishna's service, therefore we require to train in the service of Krishna, under the guidance of the representative of Krishna. Then, in this way, when you are fully trained, you can reach that state that I am protected by Krishna. Krishna gives you assurance. Ahantam sarvapāpi bhamo kṣeṣa. I shall give you liberation from all sorts of sinful reaction of your life. And immediately as you come to Krishna, of course, it does not mean that anyone who comes to Krishna or Krishna's representative, he has finished all the reaction of his past sinful activities. That is not possible. Everyone is full with his past, full with the results of his past sinful. Here in this material world, whatever you do, it is more or less all sinful activity. So therefore, our life is all full of sinful activity. So when you surrender to Krishna through his transcendent higher nature, not that immediately your sinful activity is strong, but because you surrender to the Supreme, he exhausts your sinful activity. He makes you free. But you should be conscious that I shall not commit any Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When he accepted Gavai Mata, a great sinful brother, he simply asked him, he simply promised that henceforward you shall not commit any sinful activity. Whatever you have done, I am taking. I am absorbed. That is the problem. So, the Lord for the spiritual master absorbs that we should be conscious that we shall not commit any more sinful activities so that my spiritual master, our Krishna, will have to again accept them on my behalf. We should be conscious. The Christian process, that going to the church, confession, that's very nice, you confess. And God, our God's sovereignty, is quite able to excuse you and to make you free from all things to be accepted. But why should you commit again? Why should you commit again? And this is not good. Lord Jesus Christ, the Christians believe that he has taken the reaction of everyone's sinful activities and he has suffered the like crucifixion. That's all right. But why should you commit again the same thing for which Lord Jesus Christ suffered? This is lesson. We should not indulge in our same kinds of offenses in chanting Hare Krishna mantra. There is one item, you know, Namna Balat
this Sahih Baba would be. Where we are chanting Hare Krishna. So we are becoming free from the sinful reaction of our past activities. But if we think that because I am now, I have got a machine of chanting Hare Krishna, so I shall commit as much sin as possible, and it will be counteracted by this process. For that is the greatest thing. We cannot do that. We cannot know Hare Krishna mantra as agent of nullifying your sinful activity. Similarly, we cannot make God or its agent or its representative as a machine for counteracting your sinful activity. We should stop. Therefore, Nishesha Manorakham. Nishesha. You must say all kinds of sinful activity. We prescribe to our students that you should not do this, you should not do this, you should not do this. A word that these are the different gates of sinful activity. If you indulge in illicit sex life, then you open the gate of sinful activity. And you go deeper and deeper. Similarly, if you take meat eating, that is also opening the gate of sinful activity. Similarly, if you indulge in gambling or in intoxication, these are the gates, as Vishabdev has said. Tamadhyaram yoshitam sangisangam. If you indulge in the process of, these are sense gratificatory process. Why a person eats meat? It is simply sense gratification. Now our students have given up eating meat. Are they dying? They are eating nicely, chapati, vegetables. So, it is simply sense gratification. That I like it. Oh, well, you like it. This is not liking thing. But we have first sense gratification, we are prepared to enter into the darkest region of the soul. We should not do that. Therefore, prasanna. So, a spiritual master or a representative of Krishna or Mahatma is prasanna, prasanna of him. He is freed from all the manufacturing process of the mind. Is no more conducted by the dictation of the mind. He is conducted by the dictation of Krishna or Krishna's word. Just like Bhagavad Gita, Krishna's word. Krishna and Krishna's words are not different. So if you abide by the words of Krishna's Krishna, just like Bhagavad Gita, there are many others, then you are abiding by Krishna. You are not abiding by the dictation of your mind. That's the motto of our life. And a spiritual master or Mahatma is he is situated in that position. He is not dictated by the mind. He is simply following the scripture in them. That's what is prasanna. Samachitta, prasanna. And vimannava. Vimannava means without any anger. Anger. A devotee should not be angry. But that does not mean that he has lost his capacity of anger. No. Everything is there. Just like a person does not have illicit sex. That does not mean he has no sexual capacity. He has some sexual capacity, but he does not want to do it. Unless it is required for certain purpose. That example is given just like the tortoise. The tortoise, as soon as he loves, he opens his different limbs from the body. And as soon as it does not like immediately, as winds within the body. So we should be like that. That is the real control. Dimannava. Dimannava means that devotee does not generally become angry. But that does not mean that he has lost his power of becoming angry. No. He can become angry at any time. When is he required? And when he should be angry? He is angry through the bhaktas decision. He will be angry when there is somebody who is against God and God's devotees. He should be angry. As soon as one says, blasphemy, that I am God, there is no God, immediately he should be very angry. Because he is preaching false things. He is blaspheming against the supreme law. That he thought he is making God as very cheap. He should be very angry. Bhakta, they say, just like our student, Govindada, in Hawaii, in a meeting, he became very angry in the so-called the incarnation of God and God and his children. Perhaps you know this incident, and the people did not say, of course, Govindadasi, but they heard her husband, Govindasundar. So, but she became very angry, heard. This is that person, so many things she spoke. But she did like a human. I very much like it. So we should be very much angry. When? When there is anything against God and God's will. But generally, for my personal interest, I should not be angry. All that. If you would like to call me by illness, I don't mind. To go on with you. I do not do that. So, just like Hanuman Ji, Vajrangi. Vajrangi Ji, he set fast in the kingdom of Ravana. A very beautiful kingdom, almost made of all gold. But he set fire in the capital of Lanka. He became very angry. But why he became angry? Not for his personal interest. But he was angry for the interest of Lord Rama. Sita, the Lakshmi, the wife of Lord Rama, was kidnapped by this man, Ravana. And he was very angry. That he has kidnapped my Lord spiritual energy, Sita. I shall set fire in his very valuable capsule. So this anger, this demonstration of anger and setting fire was accepted as service. So we should know where to be angry. Not just for our personal interests. Generally, those are devotees, they are not angry. Just as see the example of Arjuna. Arjuna was so much harassed, all the five brothers, by the opposite party, present brothers. They insulted their wife, Draupadi. They wanted to make naked Draupadi because they lost Draupadi in the gambling. This type of gambling is so sinful, you see. The Kshatriyas are allowed to gamble. So the bet was, they made a truth. Now bet your wife. So if a Kshatriya is challenged to bet something, they cannot deny. Yes, I am betting my wife. And they lost in the game. So the wife becomes the property of the other party. So they wanted to retaliate only. So then in the assembly, they said, well, Draupadi has now become our property, whatever we like, we can do. So we want to see her naked beauty. This was the demand. So the one of the brothers, Duryodhana, make her naked, let us see. So she became the property, the others who did not protest, but Krishna supplied. clothing as much as required. We have seen the Dhobodhi Vatsahala.
So these Pandavas are so much for us. They are by three Krishna, their kingdom. They were put into the house, which was taken to fire. Wife was insulted. They were driven to the forest for 12 years. So many things for us. But still, when there was fighting in front, when he saw his brother standing, and he said, "Oh, I will have to fight with my cousin brother. Krishna, I am not going to fight. You see how much tolerance. Not at all any. This is the position. In order to make him angry, the whole Bhagavad Gita was taught to him. Just see. This is the position. That for personal interest, a devotee or a Mahatma is never angry. Never. You see the case of him. But when Krishna, he understood that Krishna wanted this fight, it is Krishna's desire. Oh, it is an immediate. That's all I shall fight. And he fought and killed him. So generally the devotees are not cruel, angry. But they can be the foremost angry person for Krishna's sake. But generally we should not be angry. The Mahatma is never angry. It's a Dimannava. Dimannava, so Hira. Su Hira. Hira means heart. And Su means good. Good heart. The devotee, the Mahatma, is good heart. How his good heart. He sees everyone, that this living entity, especially human being, is engrossed in the classic of Maya, he is suffering. Let me try to make you understand the Krishna consciousness or his eternal relationship with Krishna. He tries everywhere, that is easy. He doesn't mind whether he is failure. Failure or success, he doesn't mind. But he thinks, oh, this condition soul is suffering. Let me do something. Therefore, Vaishnava's prayer is, Vanchakalpatarubhasya kripasindu bhaivati. Vaishnava is just like the ocean of mercy. He always feels for the sufferings of the humanity. That is what this. And people think that they have taken relief from all social work. But a Vaishnava is giving the best social service because he knows what the cause of suffering. How people can be saved. That's why he is Suhida. Suhida means well-wisher prayer. A Vaishnava, a spiritual master, or a saintly person, is Suhida. Suhida means he is very concerned as Krishna is Suhida. He is friend of all living in Suhida Sarabhutana. And the Bhagavad Gita is fine. Similarly, Vaishnava, the Krishna's devotee, is also Suhida. Suhida Sarabhutana, Suhida. Sadhava. And Sadhava means well behaved. Sadhata, his character, his spot, without any spot. So these are the qualifications of sadhu, mahatma, and spiritual master. Samachitta, prasanta, vimannava, suhida, and sadhu. So when one is in contact with that person, then the door of liberation is open. If one is in contact with a pure devotee of the Lord, this should be understood. If he follows his instruction,
then it is sure and certain that he is going to Krishna without an effort. Thank you. Question? Yes. In spite of all protection, if he violates the rules and regulations, he becomes immediately subjected to the laws of nature. Just like Krishna says, his protection, he says, sarva dharmān sarvatyajya mānitaṁ saranaṁ bhaya saṁtāṁ sarva pāpika mokkha iṣṭhāni māsa. You just surrender unto me. You give up all other competition and duty. You simply become Krishna conscious. And I give you, immunity or protection from all things. But if you do not accept, then Krishna will not force you. So, he is giving protection to everyone, generally. Nitya nityanam sutam sutadama. Not only giving the human society, the animal society, the birds, trees, as you can see how the arrangement is there. Everyone is living under such conditions. It's like a prisoner. Prisoners are condemned at the same time given protection by God. Within the prison wall, they are protected. If somebody comes to kill them, or the government immediately calls for military or police to protect them. But because they are condemned, they are put into the prison. Similarly, all living entities, they are children. They are sons of God. So God is giving them all protection. Krishna is giving them all protection. But by misuse of their little freedom, They are misusing their livers, therefore they are put into this material world. Otherwise, generally, the protection is there. Any other question? Yes, try to understand clearly this pleasure of it. Tad-vidhi-panipātena, paripasnena, seva. These things are required. We should try to understand the transcendental subject, first of all, surrender, panipāt, then paripasna. You cannot question if you are not surrendered. Just like the other day, one rascal was asking, he is not a surrender soul. Then we know Krishna consciousness. So, this is not the process of question. One must surrender. Otherwise, you have no right to question. Panipātena, pariprasnena, and seva. Seva means service. You must find out a suitable person where you can question and get the proper answer, spiritual mind. That means surrender. Then question. Question is not a challenge. Question is to understand. If I could not follow, I may ask repeatedly to understand. So two sides, seva, service, and Sananda, and in the middle, Parikrishna. The Parikrishna is with there. Otherwise, how one can understand? So questions are required. But that question is not a charge. We should not question any person by challenging spirit. We should simply question, being inquisitive to know. That is Vanathana. Otherwise, if you question just to examine his strength, that will create only fighting spirit. That's not good. So if you question or put your question to a person who can actually answer, that means you must question only to the spiritual master. Otherwise, you may be misled. You may give you some wrong information. Tadvidhi panipāta na paripasna na sevaya upadeshanti tad jñānam jñāna tattva. All right, chant.